Is Dr. Bruce Rosen fixating a history to Mr. Daniel L. Sorry, Thistle, Thistle. South Broad Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19102, excuse me, Suite 601, regarding Jose, J-O-S-E, Ferreira, F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A, D-O-B, 1115-1989. Dear Mr. Thistle, T-H-I-S-T-L-E, at your request, I have agreed to review the records of Mr. Jose Ferreira and provide my medical opinion about the treatments he received at the Behavioral Wellness Center period. The paragraph documents were reviewed for Pennsylvania Department of Human Services, December 7th, 2022. Department of Human Services, OMH, Licensing Inspection Summary. Montgomery County Court of Common Pleas Court Summary regarding Bobby Ray Jones. And Pennsylvania State Police Criminal History Record of the same individual. Police report on the date of the assault. Jefferson Health, Thomas Jefferson University, 3/15/2002, ED to hospital admission summary. And Penn Medicine Home Health, various visits in December 2021. Period. New paragraph. Jose Ferreira, F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A, was a 32-year-old individual with chronic schizophrenia, seizure disorder, and a low IQ period. He has had psychiatric problems since he was sexually molested at the age of 6, and treatment for mental illness since age 14 with multiple hospitalizations and legal issues period. at the Behavioral Wellness Center. Mr. Ferreira was assaulted, suffering multiple injuries, including a fractured jaw. After being assaulted by an employee there, Bobby Jones, period. On the date of the assault, Mr. Ferreira was taken outside for a walk with a total of 8 psychiatric inpatients there. The 8 individuals were watched solely by Mr. Jones. Period. One individual was considered inadequate. By the Pennsylvania Mental Health Department, period. Mr. Jones was on his cell phone, which was not allowed by the facility's protocol, and the outside wall phone was not in working order for an unknown period of time, period. When Mr. Ferreira wanted to go back inside to play with his various Nintendo games, he became frustrated that Mr. Jones ignored him and didn't let him go back inside while Mr. Jones was speaking on the phone to him. Mr. Ferreira hit Mr. Jones in the back of the head with a loose piece of cement and then ran away, period. Mr. Jones had all the other patients go back inside and then pinned Mr. Ferreira against the wall and began beating him, period. Mr. Jones threw a chair at Mr. Ferreira as well and then threatened Mr. Ferreira not to tell anybody what happened and just claimed he got hurt in a fall, period. From paragraph 2, a criminal investigation ensued, and Behavioral Wellness Center was cited for gross incompetence as an operating facility, misuse and abuse of patients, and various technical violations there. It was determined by the Department of Health that Behavioral Wellness Center was understaffed, with only one staff member during its outdoor break. After a time period. They were cited for not having a working phone, allowing the use of a cell phone, etc. Mr. Ferreira, besides suffering a displaced mandible fracture, and 3 rib fractures, period. Opinions rendered. I agree with the Department of Human Services, Office of Mental Health and Substance Abuse on each of their various violations against Behavioral Wellness Center inpatient program period. They were understaffed, had no way to communicate from outside due to a broken wall phone, and had one staff member for 8 patients who was spending his time on his own personal cell phone period. Mr. Ray's criminal record showed him with a history of several assaults, period. Clearly somebody who should never work on a behavioral health unit, so it is not surprising what ultimately occurred, period. Behavioral Wellness Center was negligent in hiring such an individual, period. The injury suffered by Mr. Ferrara were directly caused by the negligence of behavioral health on each of the accounts I have itemized above, period. Respectfully submitted, Bruce Rose, an MD, Distinguished Life Fellow of the American Psychiatric Association, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at the State University of New York, and former Director of St. Catherine's Medical Center Psychiatric Department for 38 and a half years, period.